Hello everyone and welcome to the Planet FM meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous on 104, their experience, strength and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, nor endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics achieve sobriety. Thank you for joining us this morning. Today our speakers are Greg, Lilia and Nick, and they will be sharing on their experience, strength and hope.
Awesome. Look, firstly, thank you for having me here. My name is Greg and I'm an alcoholic, and I have been sober now for just over 2.5 years, so part of a home group out of Whenuapai. And, you know, as mentioned, 2.5 years, I think that was post a stint of at least 10 years of solid drinking. You know, there was drinking prior to that, you know, in my teens, and I think the catalyst was very much, based on my wife passing away. And that, you know, it was sad and there was a lot of grief, but I wouldn't actually, you know, attribute my drinking to that. It was more that there was no one to hold me accountable to what seemed to be an escape at the end of each day, even as a solo parent. And that, you know, wasn't aggressive kind of drinking. That was very much, I'm just going to chill at home. I have to be home. I have a 2-year-old. I can't go anywhere, but I'm going to have a drink, you know, just to take the edge off the day. Cutting a long story short, over 10 years, that turned into about a litre of vodka every day, from 4 to 11 p.m. So I was never a morning drinker. I was very efficient at what I did in that I could still work. You know, during that 10 years, I was quite successful in business. I travelled the world, public speaking, making a software company. But I was hiding the whole time, and I didn't know it. Drinking was actually great, you know, for work dues. It was awesome, very relaxing, and I felt in those moments comfortable within myself, which was not actually normal for me. I didn't really realize it, but it had been, even before I started drinking, that was a problem for me. Post a lot of time, days after days, it was every day, and that was at home, on my, you know, kitchen bench by myself. It was not like public drinking. It was not at a bar. It was not fun. It became really sad and extremely lonely, and you can't talk to anyone about it. And that in itself is quite destructive. I ended up, you know, researching what's an alcoholic because I was worried. I wanted to go to a rehab but couldn't. You know, I was a solo father. But I did limp into an AA meeting, and that was after my doctor basically saying I was going to die. And, you know, I didn't care. Even though I was a solo father, all I cared about was how much longer I had to drink, not about surviving for someone. And that was the selfishness of alcohol for me. That I arrived at AA and I saw on the wall there was a banner full of God. And I think lucky for me, I had been raised in a church. I was not scared of the concept of spirituality, but I hated religion. And it wasn't until my late teens I had an experience with God, which made it real and tangible to me. And I was like, oh good, thank God you're here. You know, this is a spiritual program. I didn't know that. I thought it was just about not drinking. You know, thus ensued a lot of learning. Something I got from the rooms was almost like a safety blanket where I could actually just be honest for once. I didn't have to pretend anymore. And, you know, they were all about, like, not drinking as well. I remember the first year I heard was an old-timer. I didn't know he was an old-timer. I thought he was an old guy, just, you know, probably quite new, sharing about how hard it was today to not drink. And he'd been sober 40-plus years. And I was like, wait, this is a forever thing? And it started a learning curve where I wanted to come back because I was curious, and I made it through that day. This was part of Dry July, funnily enough, and I didn't drink for the first time in literally decades. There's something here about allowing others into my loneliness and being able to be honest. I didn't realize progressing through AA and just having people on your side how lonely I'd been, and it gave me the ability to look in the mirror and actually be honest with myself. I got presented with other concepts like sponsorship and what an ego was and how I, you know, got so many things wrong, and I had to start with a surrender I was more than happy to do because I was going to die. They could have told me to swim with sharks and I would have done it. And I think that was the key for me, I guess, being sober today, because I was more than happy to do the steps. In fact, I've almost done them 3 times, just because I'm pretty good at doing it the Greg's way. The Greg is what I call my ego, because it's still present. I didn't think it was going to go away. And it's funny, you know, within 5 or 6 days, I was praying again. And the desire to drink was taken from me. You know, this is a desire that made me turn at right angles on the way home to get to the bottle store, even though I'd given up drinking that morning hundreds, thousands of times, to a point where I could walk down the wine aisle in the supermarket, and it may as well have been tofu. I just didn't want it. It was fascinating, and that then led to more, because when you get God involved, other things change. I didn't realize AA was not about not drinking. It was about living sober. And alcohol was only part of that for me. And that's a journey that's just kept on, I guess, progressing. You know, I have a sponsor now. It took me over 2 years to get a sponsor because the Greg couldn't find someone good enough, which is so atypical, it seems, of alcoholics. So I didn't feel bad about that. But now I'm doing the steps for the third time, doing them right, because I need to sponsor someone. I'm aware that service, that recipe post doing the steps, so important, of serving within AA, you know, going to meetings is part of it. I get that. But I need to sponsor people as part of my service, and definitely part of where I think, you know, God wants to take me. It's allowed me a lifestyle where I have to give my day to God every day. That's step 11. And see what he wants, because as I proved to myself, you know, the Greg show sucks. I saw what happened when I drove the car. And if I'm not driving the car, who will? And that's where God came into play for me big time. So, you know, I am eternally grateful. I don't really deserve to be here. Even sharing on this show is humbling for me. But there are answers, and I think that's the one thing I pass on to anyone approaching this, is that there are answers in AA, and it works. If you do it right, it absolutely works, and it's proven. So, I guess I'm part of that story too. So thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Greg. And now, if we could ask Lilia to share, please.
Thank you. My name's Lilia. I'm an alcoholic, sober today, happy to be here. Glad to be on this talk show. My home group brought it up and told me to come along if you want to do some service. I was like, yeah, okay. Getting here. I got here, yeah. Anyway, my drinking, I started when I was 12. I've been drinking for about 24 years. I was a blackout drinker straight away, hanging out with my friends and skipping school, not going home, hanging out with, like, older people, so I could feel older and more mature, or, you know, have the privileges that they have. I can do that. And alcohol helped me with that. You know, alcohol helped me to socialize, to speak a word. Otherwise, I'm very quiet, very introverted, and I like my space. But no, not with alcohol. I got to, when I was 20, I had my first child, and drinking wasn't in favor, you know. I couldn't parent and drink at the same time, and some horrible things happened, like I would go to sleep, pass out the night before and take some sedatives or whatever and sleep all day long. And I'd wake up to them. Just this one time I woke up to my son screaming in his cot and people banging on my door. And I just got up and I looked around me like, oh my God, what's going on? Oh, there's a baby there. Oh, there's people at the door. So child safety got involved. I lost custody of my son. After that, I still didn't recognize that drinking was the problem. I still thought it was a solution. But then I started to notice that I couldn't drink, I couldn't speak while I was sober, I couldn't go out in public sober, I couldn't have a relationship sober, I couldn't talk to my mum sober, I couldn't do anything, couldn't cook a meal unless I was intoxicated. From there I got counselling through an alcohol and drug rehab place, and they directed me to AA. They said, yeah, I think you might benefit from this fellowship that I'm talking about. And yeah, funnily enough, I went to my first AA meeting in Brisbane, Australia, and I saw on the walls the word powerless. That word, like, struck out to me. I was like, wow, powerless. Am I? Yeah, I knew I was. I knew I was. As soon as I saw that, I wanted to be here because someone knew me. Yeah. And then I saw the word sanity in the next step, and I was like, yes, I have been insane. So yeah, I started going to meetings and got a sponsor, did the 12 steps. But I got busy, you know. I got a job in the government. I had custody of my son again. I was doing a course through the parole board, and I just had life happen, you know. So I got 3 years clean and sober in 2012. I had resentment, a relationship breakdown, I should say, that I didn't know how to deal with, and I didn't want to ask for help. I thought I could, you know, no one wants to know my problem, sort of thing. And I relapsed. I told my son, I'm going down to get to the bottle shop. I'm just going to get one. And he was like, whatever, Mum. And I don't think he realized the panic in it all. I said I was going for one, and then I went back down for two, and then I went and bought a 4-pack, and then I went and bought a 6-pack, and then I went and bought a bottle. And I was gone for another 12 years. It took me out. Because of that powerlessness, the craving that I get when I drink, the mental obsession that doesn't remember the night before or last week, that, you know, you just blacked out and hurt some people last week and you want to pick up a drink again. Yeah, so I was right back in there straight away, and I was looking for drugs and I was looking for everything, and yeah, life just spiraled out of control. I ended up in jail this time. I've been four times in prison this time around. I spent 2 years in a detention center. And that didn't stop me. When I was in the detention center, we would make our own alcohol. Yeah, we'd save up all our oranges and all our sugar and everything, and yeah, make the alcohol. And so I wasn't away from it, but I did have the desire to stop. I did have that. I had the desire to stop. I didn't want to live like this. I knew it was the problem. I knew I'm not going to get anywhere sober, drunk. You know, the alcohol is not going to take me anywhere. So, yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't get sober in the detention center. But as soon as I got to New Zealand, I made effort. I always wrote plans of which meetings I'm going to attend. How I'm going to stay sober tomorrow, put this drink down, this has been my last one. I did that for about 2 years, a year and a half, yeah. And it wasn't until November 22nd, 2003, I finally had my last drink. I moved out of the place that I was staying in, and I got off the streets. I got away from people that I was people pleasing and all that sort of stuff. And I didn't know anyone in where I was staying, so I got to my first meeting, which happened to be two streets down, which was perfect for me. And I never looked back. I never looked back. I cut everybody off, and I invited my family back into my life, and I just started, getting a bit of sobriety and some time up. And now I'm a year and a bit sober, and yeah, I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lilia, for sharing today. And now if I could ask Nick to share.
Hey, hi guys, I'm Nick, an alcoholic. My home group is Brown's Bay, Thursday night, 8 p.m. We have best biscuits in town, so please check it out. So I'm Nick, an alcoholic. I started drinking in my early teens, and I really liked alcohol. Alcohol helped me fit in, especially with the girls. And I was the best on the dance floor, and this was all due to alcohol. Carry on 20 years of daily or weekly drinking. I was binging, but I kept the business going, get married, kids, house. In the paperwork, I looked really good, but I started drinking every day. For the last 10 years before I walked in AA, I was a daily drinker. What started with a glass of wine with dinner ended up with a bottle of vodka at night. I drank alcohol because it made me feel good, it made me feel relaxed, it removed the inhibitions and removed my fears, but I didn't realize, but it turned me into something which I didn't want to be. In the beginning it was just for fun, for a good time, but then it became necessity, and I turned into something I didn't want to be and I didn't recognize. I became violent, I became angry, I became very short fused. In fact, I went so bad, so I ended up going to anger management course, thinking there's something wrong with me. I got confused even. I didn't know who I was. Was it me, the angry outburst guy, or was it me, the nice guy I wanted to be? So I ended up hiring a counselor. I spent months on his couch talking about my problems, my wife, my business, my life, and I blame everyone else and never mentioned alcohol. But after 4 months of counseling, the guy turned around and said, you're an alcoholic, you should give AA a go. The ego just crashed. I said, me, an alcoholic? How can I be an alcoholic? I have a business, I have a house, I have money, my life looks really good, I just drink too much. But anyway, I looked forward to this. I really didn't want to be the person I have turned into. So I walked into my first AA meeting. Coming to my first AA meeting, I was surprised. I found so many people living their life without alcohol. I never met a person or never hung around a person who lives their life with alcohol. All my friends, all the people around me, all drunk, and all drunk heavily. I was one of them as well. So being surrounded by sober people gave me a hope that I could be one of them. And I really wanted to be one of them. I couldn't say that I was not stop, but I couldn't even say that I'm an alcoholic. I used to go to a meeting, I used to say that I'm Nick and I like to drink a lot. After 3 months of meetings, I finally understood what an alcoholic, and I could identify as an alcoholic, which helps me tremendously to being honest with myself. And I gave myself the diagnosis of alcoholic, accepting to myself and to everyone that I'm an alcoholic. Giving up drinking was much easier. It's like having your diagnosis. So I discovered a higher power, and from there on, stopping drinking was much, much easier. So being surrounded by sober people and discussing discussing alcoholism on a daily basis for the first 2 years, I keep giving myself another month and another month and another year and another year. Now 4 years on, my life has been amazing. I have learned so much about myself. I have learned who I am. I no longer have this outburst. I no longer have the mornings I wake up with the biggest remorse, and this is what I share about today. The best part of my day nowadays is my mornings, and this is on the heartbreaking on this radio. The mornings used to be the worst part of my day, guys. I used to wake up with a lot of remorse, a hangover, and try to make up the night before. Now I wake up in the morning, I look forward to the day ahead. I just say, I can do my handover, and that will be done, not mine. I have my only control over myself, what I do, how I do it, and how I react, and how I act. Everything else I just hand over to my higher power, which has been a journey for me, but slowly, slowly I'll get there. I wish all of you the best. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks so much for that, Nick. Thank you for joining us. That's all we have time for today. So thank you to Nick, Greg and Lilia. We are on air every Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. here on Planet FM. If you wish to speak to someone directly, please call 0800 AAWORKS. That's 0800 229 6757 or go to the AA website at aaorg.nz where you can find a whole raft of information. Could we all close the meeting with the Serenity Prayer, please? God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Under the sun, light think it's your idea of fun. Let it glisten on your skin. Sun-kissed melanin. We'll make our way into the night. Just like the island way of life. Tonight is feeling tropical, tropical. Possible. What do you say? Tropical.